time for
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan's.
I'll let you in on a little secret.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Secrets.
So what are you secretly afraid of? I'm deathly afraid of butterflies. Oh, imagine if they brought that person to the fair, to that butterfly thing.
Oh, man. And then you get like one rogue one that gets out. Oh, my God. Oh,
right in your face. I'm a grown adult and I'm still terrified of the dark. I have night lights all over my house.
I don't know who's super comfortable in the dark.
I am.
Really?
No problem.
No, I'm not afraid, but like it's a weird feeling to just be completely in pitch black.
Doesn't bother me at all.
No, yeah, me either.
Never think twice of it. I really don't.
It's funny. I mean, I definitely have it on the top of my mind. I'm like, what was that? Did you hear that?
No. Nope.
Or I'll open my door in the bedroom and I'll go swing behind me.
What are you secretly afraid of? I'm afraid my husband will leave me for a better looking woman. I'm pregnant with baby number two and I feel very unattractive. That is so common. I hear that all the time. It will pass.
It will pass.
He loves you. Everything's going to be fine. I'm sure of it. I'm afraid of little people.
Oh.
What are you afraid?
Like, are you afraid, like, of them in general? Or are you afraid of... I don't know what it would
be. The problem a lot of people have is they just want to pick them up and hold them.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do that.
No, you can't just pick them up like a child and burp them.
You want to just pick them up and hold them and be like, you're so cute. I, like, want to do it with Rudy all the time. They've asked us to stop doing that.
Yeah, Rudy has actually gotten to a point where he scratches now.
Yeah. I had a baby Bjorn for a while so I could carry Rudy around the station, and they're like... gets offended by that.
It's a very easily upset moment for Rudy when he gets picked up and thrown into the old baby. I will say, though, puts him to sleep right away. I don't know why he hates it so much. I
had a lady put me over her knee at Giants Ridge over the weekend.
Yeah.
Told me, hey, you don't cut in line.
Yep.
I got a bad spanking.
You're a bad boy.
Let's see. What are you secretly afraid of? Bats. Once you've had one bounce off your forehead, it's all done.
That is game over.
I'm super afraid of looking in the mirror in the dark at night. I know why. Because they played Bloody Mary.
Oh,
Bloody
Mary.
Bloody Mary. You know that's where that comes from.
Oh, and everybody has the story from school where somebody tried it at school and the person went missing.
Oh, I know.
Everybody's got that scary story.
I'm secretly afraid that I'll be stuck in a boring, soul-sucking office job my whole life, working only to pay my bills with no time for anything joyful in my life.
Oh. I'll double your paychecks back tomorrow.
This Monday's been hard on you. I'm scared of dating. I haven't been on a date in over 5 years. It's the thought of being judged and rejected. You know what I find? Get rejected a couple of times. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah.
And then, you're over it. Right?
Yeah.
It's that first one.
Just
go on a date where you feel like, oh, they're totally going to reject me. Let them dump you, and then you'll just move on.
No one time hurts the same as every other time you hear no. Trust a guy who's heard it a lot. It does not hurt the same on number 2, 3, and 4 and
right?
500.
Oh, wow. What? 500.
Well, you got to put an idea out there.
I'm afraid of opening biscuit cans.
Oh, yeah.
I had an experience as a kid where it popped open unexpectedly, got me in the stomach. I'm now 26, and I will not open a can of biscuits to this day.
Yeah. You can just make them fresh, too. That's fine. I mean, the can, when it does pop, when it's fresh, that thing can go crazy.
Okay.
It can.
Well, thank you.
Watch out for the flying biscuit dough.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, how about that? You know, maybe Pillsbury should change it.
Maybe they shouldn't have such a sharp lid on the bottom of that thing.
We've got more secrets that we're going to share in our podcast today. And one of them, I'm totally with you. Oh, man. Oh, this was the worst part about having a surgery. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're talking about.
Okay. The rest of the secrets are leftovers with Crisco, Dez, and Ryan after hours. You can find it on podcast1.com or Apple Podcasts. Wherever you find your podcast, make sure you check us out.